We just released a report that called for urgent political mediation between President Kiir and former Vice President Riek Machar. We've warned that currently the two sides are not yet ready to form a unity government as planned on November 12th. And we think it's really important that regional heads of state step up and mediate at a very high level between especially President Kiir and former Vice President Riek Machar so that they can come to consensus on a path forward before November 12th.
Can you tell us more what partners really need to do in order to help this situation?
I think most South Sudanese are aware, you know, the two parties basically remain at odds over security arrangements and also the issue of states. Our report basically warns that if President Kiir and former Vice President Riek Machar do not reach consensus on those issues before forming a government, we're very concerned that that government might be immediately deadlocked and that the tension surrounding that would be very dangerous and pose a risk to the South Sudanese people. And we're worried about a repeat scenario of the violence that occurred in 2016, the last time that Riek Machar returned to Juba, and the two sides, the two groups of bodyguards, basically, between the two leaders, started fighting and causing more violence. So we're suggesting that if the two remain at odds and haven't yet agreed, that it's really important there be high-level political mediation between the two so that they can resolve those issues before forming a government. And we're concerned that if they're pressured to form the government before that time, that it might be very unsafe for the people of South Sudan.
Some people are already worried about this situation because they don't seem to understand what this situation is going to be like in the event that if the government is formed minus Riek Machar or minus the SPLM-IO, what would happen? So what do you have to say to the people of South Sudan?
Well, that's one of our concerns, too. One of the reasons we put out the report is to really stress to both the South Sudanese leaders and also regional and international diplomats that we think it'd be a very dangerous step to move ahead with a government that didn't include all the signatories. And that includes, of course, Riek Machar and the SPLM-IO. We think to move ahead and form a government unilaterally without their consensus, you know, really risks sort of shattering the peace deal that was signed last year and that has produced a ceasefire in many parts of the country. So we think it's very important that there be diplomatic efforts to make sure that at least those top leaders can remain on the same page, or else we fear a return to fighting in areas of South Sudan.
What about the other parties that are not signatory to the agreement, the non-signatories?
Our report is pretty focused on November 12th, so it doesn't focus much on those non-signatories. But, of course, our position is that the non-signatories and the government, that they should both desist from violence. We would like to see everyone respect a ceasefire, especially those forces that are under Thomas Cirillo. He had previously signed a ceasefire as part of the EGAD process in 2017, as did the government, and we wish those two sides would go back to respecting that ceasefire. Another peace process involving at least some of those groups, I think especially those of the NOS forces under Thomas Cirillo, because they've been the most militarily active. I think separate peace efforts will probably be needed there, although that's not really the focus of this report, which focuses on how to salvage the ceasefire that's there between President Kiir and former Vice President Riek Machar.
Do you have any message?
We very much hope that this next week we'll see an uptick in diplomatic efforts. We're concerned that the regional leaders in EGAD have essentially been mostly sitting on their hands as this political crisis has developed. And so we really hope to see some of South Sudan's neighbors step up and especially mediate between the top leaders because, of course, the last thing anyone wants to see is a return to fighting in all the areas of the country where they've been seeing the gains of the ceasefire.